Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's finale of The Real Housewives of Orange County, we question, is it a two-drink minimum or a two-drink maximum? It's the finale. It's season 11, episode number 18, Vicious Lies and Broken Ties, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to our special finale episode here at AfterBuzz TV. We're coming at you at a special night and special time because we all had to reunite ourselves to discuss the finale. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and sitting next to me is Christy.
Hello, everybody. You guys can always catch up with me at Christy Reports.
Hey, everyone. I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V. Find me on all social media at Blake V Media.
Let's talk about our impressions of this episode. We had some time to digest. Usually we come right off of viewing right in here.
But some of you wanted to go out for the big holiday.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I'm seeing in the chat, what is this comment about feeling that there's a little something left out?
Yeah, Keen is saying, and I like this. Keen is saying, this episode left me feeling like there's something we don't fully know about Kelly for everyone to be so anti her. Mm-hmm. And I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
The BTS.
Well, and we've been saying this a lot. The fact that the editing kind of makes it such that we don't really see everything that's happening, and we're kind of getting frustrated about that. We want to see all the dirt.
Yeah. Right. As far as finales go, I thought it was a classic OC get together at a party. Like, you know, everyone has their moment to kind of wrap things up, which I like. The other cities, they have like a finale thing, but OC always maintains, like, sometimes you see like vintage housewives come in with a new face. We didn't see any of them this time, though.
I know, right?
But I don't, I mean, it was okay. I mean, compared to that New Jersey finale, this is way better. So I enjoyed it, actually. I mean, I'll take what I can get. I thought that everything was wrapped up and over, and then they had that one-on-one with Tamara and Vicky. I was like, oh, okay,
here surprising. We go.
Yeah, so let's get into the beat by beat of this episode with this post-game wrap-out show, because that's what we're here to do. So,
can I please start us out by saying I loved your intro, Grant, because I really admired Kelly for doing the switch up. Like, clearly Michael told her ahead of time, a two-drink minimum, Kelly. A two-drink minimum. She's like, oh, two-drink maximum?
I love that.
Or the other way around.
Yeah, the ending was the other
way. He's like, no more than two drinks. She's like, no, I'll do more. Thanks.
I love it.
Just don't count them. Just don't even get around that. You just don't count them. Exactly.
I just like that rule has to be put into place at women of a certain age, you know? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
I love it when you say that.
Anyway, I think that's from Wendy Williams. But let's take a look at Megan Seymour. We'll just kind of fly through the beginning, because Megan now is giving birth to a little girl. We kind of knew this. You broke this on the show, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a nice scene with her family in St. Louis. I kind of thought that was kind of be the end of Megan, because there's all these rumors that she's going back there full time. I mean, so I thought we were going to kind of leave her in St. Louis and that would be kind of the end of her, but she showed up at the party. What do you want to say about that scene?
I'm happy for her. I think that I'm happy that she's having a girl, actually, because you can just tell she's going to be a great mom, and she so wanted this badly, so I'm happy for her.
Yeah, and I think it's nice, too. She's kind of going back to her hometown and being with her family, and it was very real. It was a very real move, I think, to head back when she's going to actually have the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It bothered me a little bit that this scene got overshadowed by, oh, I wanted to give him a boy. Kind of like how the, oh, you're pregnant got overshadowed by, oh, I'm only getting one baby. Like, it just, sometimes her, if she truly is 100% about having this baby and enthusiastic about this girl and that he is as well, that just does not come across all the time.
Yeah.
And interestingly, our little recap at the very end, how they give us our little updates
love
on those. The Housewives.
Love the updates.
Hers said, she's already talking about baby number two. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's almost like she really is preemptively unfulfilled mm-hmm. with this baby yes. that she wants yes. so bad. She's not even giving it time.
It's yeah. a little surprising.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag preemptively unfulfilled.
Yeah. And I feel like that someone would like be it. Like, that's a millennial thing. I feel like someone would say, like, that's a millennial thing. Like, if you don't get what you want the first time, like, you're immediately going back for it again. Like, you're not just like, oh, this is a blessing. Like, we're good, you know? Like, this is what
God don't blame had, the millennials, you know? Grant.
But no, but I feel like that's what people will say because they've said that on the show all last season.
Oh, right. They're like, that's such a 30-year-old thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. So she fits that age bracket, so I think it's worth shouting out. Someone else who is in that age bracket, Brianna, her house is still not done. They doubled the budget. Basically, they went over.
Well, no kidding, because she has a... interior designer.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like tiling myself. Let's be real. Like,
yeah. Okay, and she decided that she would go with Vicky to. She said that she would go with Vicky to this party at the end of the season party. So, I mean, anytime we can see more of her is cool.
Question: what do we think about her kind of doing Vicky's dirty work a little bit?
That was very
with
calculated.
Tamara.
That was for sure. Yeah. I don't think Vicky was going to go to that party just with... And she didn't really talk about her boyfriend that much, too, on this finale. Like, he was just kind of there. We didn't get any moments, really. So I felt like she needed Brianna there just as backup.
Mm-hmm. Brianna totally has her number, and she accepts her mom for who she is. And God bless her for being there through all of it. But I think that Brianna's, I think, a lot like us. She sees Vicky exactly for her. She appears and she accepts her good and bad. So you gotta go in and help her out, I guess, at this point, because things are so bad. According to Vicky, they had a great time and everything's good, and they just want to move on.
So strange.
So, like, so strange. What alternative universe she's in?
This is now the second finale of Vicky leaving in the limo, like, before everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought I was watching, like, last season's finale all over again.
You're like pressing guide. Is like, this wait, the right episode? You're like, did we go for 21 other episodes? I don't. Okay.
So we talked about Kelly and Michael with the two drink things. Now we're getting into, like, everyone's prepping for this big party. Shannon and David are in a mess. They're not looking forward to having Vicky in their house. And again, this is like, we kind of talked about this last week, but it's such a production thing that all these ladies, they have to get together for this finale, because there's no way that Shannon would invite Kelly and Vicky in her house.
Yeah, thank God this is a temporary situation, so she's like, this energy is going to be here temporarily, so.
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
I know, because she's so zen and vibey that it's surprising she would even allow it.
But yet she didn't invite her two friends from the 70s party.
I noticed that.
Charlie in Charge pointed out. Yeah.
I noticed that. I wasn't
Weren't they
happy
supposedly
about that.
Her good friends, Charlie in Charge, mm-hmm. and the girl says. Curious.
That would have been awesome, actually.
That's what we want to see.
Throwdown 2.0.
So Megan and Kelly get together, and that's when Megan said that Tamara said that Shannon told Megan that she is expecting Kelly to apologize to her. She owes her an apology. So does that make sense? Should I repeat that?
One more time.
Okay. So Megan went to Kelly's house. Megan told Kelly that Tamara said that Shannon says that Kelly owes her an apology. Basically...
Shannon's delusional is what I get from that.
Okay, let
me break it down, everyone. Shannon's delusional.
Yes. Shannon wants an apology on Kelly. Gotcha. She told Tamara. Then Tamara told Megan. Told Kelly. I had to go
There's
back and rewatch
telling,
it too.
Yeah.
Yes,
Grant, that's impressive. That was
sometimes I get it right, but sometimes on this panel, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Very thorough chain of command.
Sometimes you need to draw a chart. Yeah. You really do. You just need to have a chart because you just don't know.
Was it Meryl Streep or Bette Midler who wanted the chart for the Kardashians?
Bette Midler.
Right, Bette Midler.
Yes,
we're
talking about that. Grant's
right.
You need trees. You need Venn diagrams. This is complicated.
I don't blame her. So Kelly says that she was only, what was I saying here? That she was just, she was only saying mean things. She will apologize for saying mean things.
Yeah.
So that's where she's standing at this point in the episode. Megan is upset that Heather whispered things in that van and they cut back and, you know, didn't look good for Heather. Yeah. And she says that Miss Heather Dubrow had a fall from grace.
Wasn't
that
major?
Was interesting. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty major.
I feel like on this season, Megan was literally just the messenger the whole way through. Even at the party, she was going to tell them exactly what was, you know, what the teams were talking about. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was her role this whole season, is just going back and forth with the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys feel like this was a fall from grace for Heather?
A little bit of exposure, I guess.
Yeah, a bit. Like we saw a different side look. Of her. But
I mean, it was. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say a fall from grace necessarily, right. But certainly showed an ugly side. I think because we're so used to seeing Heather in, you know, kind of on this level.
Yeah.
If she had been sort of on, I don't know, a sort of more realistic, friendly, whatever, homegirl kind of vibe, you could be like, well, that's just her behavior. But she intentionally puts herself kind of on this classy level.
Yep.
So for her to behave like that, it's really shocking. It's like an extra, you know, mm-hmm. kind of reaction, I think.
See, yeah. Kelly got that reaction because she got under her skin early on. And ever since then, she hasn't been able to take that high road because she's just so irritated.
That's what I want to see more from Heather, though. I feel like I love her life. I think it's, like, really cool to watch on TV. But more of that side mm-hmm. of her would be more interesting, I feel, for mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe on the next season?
Yeah, you know, we've seen her and Terry both even progress as to what they show on camera. Remember the first season with them was, like, very sterile?
Yeah.
Yes. I just feel like, you know, every season we get a little more real with Heather. So, hey, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tamara's junk food party. I thought that was the name of it. Like, it's not like, you know, Tamara's celebration party or anything like that. It's just straight up junk food. What did you think of it? Tamara's plan going into this party is to completely ignore Vicky, which she could not have followed any less. Especially with the gifts that she brought, which we'll get to in a moment. But what do we think of the party and the theme and the collapsing of the donuts and all that?
It made me excited.
Yeah.
Because listen,
when
you do something like this, or you're on a diet for hardcore for a while, something, I look forward, I live, I diet for the cheat day, for the next day, for the weekend, whatever it is, when you can finally eat that stuff again. Oh my God. It's not the best. It's the best, right?
You know where they went wrong, though, is they brought her Jesus friend, the trainer. Whatever her name is.
Mia.
And Mia was like, whoops.
Yeah, tomorrow
we're keeping her in line.
Yeah, no, when you want to let your hair down, you don't need the trainer watching you. Like, oh, I just ate two green donuts. Like, can you leave? We've been working out together for all these months. Can I have one afternoon where I don't have to be, like, looking to see if you're watching me eat this, like, Kit Kat bar? Leave. I wouldn't have invited her.
Nope. Oh, my God.
God bless you, but adios.
I love you, but you're not invited. Yeah, I will never turn down a junk food party. That's for damn sure, especially if there's donuts.
Was awesome.
Yeah, yes. But I mean, another not a fall from grace, but almost a fall from party grace for Heather with this donut cake thing.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my God.
She usually busts out the best of the best for any kind of occasion in the parties that she throws. We've seen. I mean, for her to really just come up with this donut
tower.
I was as disgusted as she was.
Ooh, yeah.
She made a comment that she wanted the donuts to be tiered like a cake, but they looked like they were tiered
before
so
the accident.
I think did she mean like not on a thing? Like she wanted the actual donuts set up like a cake?
Maybe, but that's real complicated.
Yeah. I know, right?
Let's be real.
We're that was falling those donuts down.
Yeah, but I think if they were on top of each other, it would have looked a little better than having them on like this rinky-dink cardboard.
Yeah.
Like, it looked cheap to me.
That fell anywhere.
And we know you are not cheap, Heather DeBrow.
No. That's why I was surprised that she owned up to that was my cake. And then we had the flashback of the other two. I forgot about the bottle cake for the Colette Champenoise. I forgot about that one. We will never forget the bow, of course.
Yeah, the bow. Oh, my gosh.
Love that.
The bow off my cake and eat it.
So Shannon reminded us it was this party, this junk Tamara's junk food party was 15 days after they landed from Ireland. So there wasn't much going on.
Wait, how many?
15. 15.
How many?
Yes. 15.
She has the calendar like, okay, no apology. Next day.
I need to go back and do the math and maybe I'll have this information next week, but I remember at the beginning, like early part of this year, there was a scathing Facebook post on Tamara's Facebook. And did we talk about it on this show when we first started? Maybe it was before. But Tamara, maybe I talked about it on my podcast, but I think it was that. But Tamara was like livid at Vicky and she wouldn't name names, but it was like everyone was speculating it was about Vicky because all she kept saying was, I let you back into my life time and time again. You screw me over every time.
Oh,
like you are a piece of dirt, like all that stuff. So I'm trying to figure out if that was like at this point or right after Ireland.
Oh.
because it's weird. Tamara goes, it's still, even now, Tamara goes back and forth. Yeah. Like, they, like, want each other off the show, and then she's posting that Instagram photo we talked about last week of all of them, and even though that wasn't current, but it's just weird. Like, if you're done with someone, as she claims she is,
be done with it.
Yeah.
So I have a theory on her relationship with Vicky. I feel like, you know how she said at the end, she's like, you meet people for a reason, and you meet people for a season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think with Shannon, it was a seasonal friendship with Vicky, and I think the long-term friendship is going to be Tamara and Vicky, even though they fight every season, because Brianna is right there in the centerpiece of their friendship. I feel like Tamara is going to be in that Vicky world for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 9 years is... I mean, it's hard to get out of stuff like that.
9 years.
No, yeah. I fully expect Tamara and Vicky to be right back to good at the beginning of next season, like they do every year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be annoyed about it.
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to discuss it.
Yeah. Foreshadowing. Yes.
So Vicky had an awkward entrance at this party, as she even kind of pointed out, everyone scattered in different directions. And I like how Tamara got out of it in the worst way ever. She was like, oh, okay, I'm going to come over in a minute. And then she just looked like the worst, like no tact at all. Even I could get out of a situation more smooth than that. Kelly is, her friggin' nips were out. Did you see the outfit?
She lowered the zipper for the actual party.
She was, the boobs were out. She was smirking all over the place. She smacked Vicky's ass and she went down. I was like, oh, that's really Kelly. It's not a double.
And hey, she was there to party, okay?
Yeah. why not?
Two drink minimum or maximum, she don't care.
All of it. Yeah. She was
put your boobies out and drink however much you want.
That's what I say.
Yes.
That's going to be your tagline next year.
That's always my party tagline.
Well, Heather and Tamara are bitter that no one's apologized to them. That's when Shannon comes over. It's been 15 days and no one said anything. It's like, what do you expect? What do you expect? So Vicky is just, she's the opposite. She's like, I'm in such a good place in my life. I've got my man. Everyone's happy. Like,
my
and it's like everyone else.
Son.
Yeah. She's like, she's 10 minutes away. It's like, I love when someone has to like put on the fake smile and deflect. I love it. So Kelly bitches that Shannon doesn't have any etiquette because she's ignoring them at her own house, at her own party. So it's already, the needling is already starting. Mm. Mm-hmm. So Kelly says that she did not do anything. She just reacted. And I want to know what your thoughts are on this, because when I first heard her say that, I rolled my eyes and I said, well, wait a minute. In that van, she did kind of react, but she pulled some real low blows and she said things she shouldn't have done. But it really all wasn't a reaction that built up over hours that we saw. Mm-hmm. So I kind of can't say she's a liar.
Mm-mm. The only thing I ever saw her proactively do on this trip was do the little nose thing, like flicking the ladies' noses in the bar. They had their little fight, and that was it. I did not see her proactively do any other thing. Everything else was purely
them already being hot with her. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what about at the sushi restaurant? With calling the other one the C word.
Oh, well, that was before Ireland. We meant Ireland.
Oh, you're looking at the trip
just
only. Okay, because I'm like thinking long term.
She did say that thing about Jewish people.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't derogatory, but
It was after the flick,
because she was trying to defend herself, and then by defending herself, she was offending Heather.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not offending, like she behaved perfectly.
She did. Yes. She did. But
they kind of teed her up to like get to that level, I felt.
I mean, I'm still sort of on Team Kelly in terms of her treatment in Ireland. I just think that she was really set up a lot, and I just think she was really treated meanly, in proportionate to what her actions may have been. I don't think her actions were deemed that sort of treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, learning from the school of Tamara Judge, runs up to Heather and Megan tells Heather that Kelly is upset over the bus comments. So, of course, that's going to create a conversation. And Heather defends herself and she just says that they're vile and I did what I wanted to do, basically. but, of course, like, were you surprised that Megan got involved and ran up to her the way she did?
No, I was kind of hoping she would, because felt like she didn't stand up for Kelly at all in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And that whole time I was like, Megan, where you at? Because this is your home girl that you brought into the group. So, yeah, I think that was good. I liked that she ran up to Heather and said, excuse me.
generated the conversation. Who else was going to do that? Right. That was her role at the party. I feel like that's her role in the season.
Mm-hmm. I've been surprised all season by Megan kind of going up against Heather. You know, they were the friends initially years ago. Their husbands are friends. And Heather just seems like the one you don't kind of want to mess with the most, to me, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that Megan kind of had the gall this season to go up against Heather more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about the gifts that were given out. And I was excited as soon as Tamara said that one of them was going to be a giant F you to Vicky. And of course, it's the last one. So I'm like, wait, what is it going to be? So all the t-shirts, for anyone that missed it, there were a bunch of t-shirts with all of their, like, their interview looks, like put on like a Tamara active, judge active, like, you know, outfit. So it was weird to see them, like, because, like, those interviews, it's, like, not, that's so production, that's, like, so not a part of the show. So it's weird that, like, they would use those images, like, on the shirts.
Are you saying that production had these photos and that they are the ones who facilitated the making shirt? Of the tank tops?
I don't know. Maybe
would
Judge Active.
Would you suggest such a thing?
Yes. I don't know. But I
Wait,
heard.
Can we buy these at Cut Fitness?
Well, there is a line.
That'd be,
that would be kind of fun, yeah.
I'd buy them.
There, well, you can pick Vicky's out of the trash. Yes! But, I originally heard that the finale was supposed to be a Judge Active, like, launch party. That's, this is her and her husband's, like, activewear line. So I was looking forward to this, but it never happened.
So maybe that was kind of a remnant of that original idea. Like, the tank tops were already ordered.
Why would they change that, I wonder? If that was the original plan.
It must have just not been ready to go. It probably, or the line just wasn't ready to go.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. We'll call it practical like that then.
It could be as simple as they wanted to have it at Shannon's house. They wanted to have it something where it wasn't neutral territory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have that kind of added drama.
Well, it is beautiful. That view is amazing. So
did you guys take any notes on what they said on the shirts? So I could read them off, and it might be more fun if we
all
say
different
things.
All I wrote down was Vicky's.
Yeah. Well, so Kelly's was what? Public drunkenness.
Oh, right, yeah.
Shannon, judgy eyes, classic.
Yes,
what else are you
going to
say? Heather, for being too fancy, kind of lame. That one was kind of, you know.
Again, people don't want to tick off Heather DeBrow.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. And then Megan was for concealing a child. I thought that was kind of a cute way of saying pregnant. And Vicky, what was hers?
Charged with lying.
And what did you think of her reaction when she saw the shirt? It's
the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So
it was
phony.
Like she read it and you could immediately see she was probably like, oh, WTF.
Yep.
And she was like, ah, it's amazing. Yeah. Ah, it's so good.
I know.
I couldn't believe that it didn't get contentious.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't
believe
that no one acknowledged that she was being fake, that she didn't say, like, something that was more indicative of her being angry. Like, they just let this be fake nice.
I know.
Big of her,
Since
though.
Since when?
I thought that was kind of big of her, because she's trying to squash everything. She's trying to not upset anybody. Yeah, that was a dig. Mm-hmm. That was a low blow to her. But she just was like, oh, okay, it's great. So, fine. She's letting Tamara know, like, I'm not gonna give
in. I
like
that reaction, though.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's gonna shade you like that in front of the whole group,
go with it.
I actually would have done what Vicky would have done.
I would have too.
I don't want to be embarrassed in front of everybody like that.
See, I struggle because I keep it real all the way. I don't know
Grant
if
would
I
be
can
like,
keep it up.
You bitch.
I think so.
I sure would have been in the pool.
The poker face on me is like, you see me coming. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't have a very good poker face. But yet, you know, when you are in someone's house, you're not going to go full on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. What shirts would we give each other on this panel? What would we be guilty
of?
No.
I like that. I like that.
That's a tough one.
Christy, I give you, Christy, assault with news and gossip.
Ooh, I like that.
That one's great.
Ooh, this one's tough, Grant.
Yeah. Would we give Blake and Thomas something about defending Kelly?
We would wear that Kelly defenders.
Yes. And like something like negative about Shannon for that one.
Back party Shannon.
Yeah.
Your crime is you want only party Shannon.
Only Shannon. Yes.
Vacation Shannon.
Vacation Shannon.
So
yes.
Grant, the disapprover of restaurants.
All locations.
The teller
all about locations.
All about locations.
Yes. Well, anyway, what else can we say? Vicky says that, oh, sure, she was baited and that she's going in the garbage. And she questions why she was invited. Well, now, in a real-life scenario, we said it earlier, Shannon would never invite Kelly and Vicky to her house.
Right.
Also, it's like, well, it's such a stupid question. It's the finale. It's the last episode. This is all planned. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, yeah, if this was real life, you'd be like, yeah, why was I invited just to be shaded and insulted? But, I mean, you know, it's that's when it's hard to, like, only analyze what we're given versus, like, what we know. This is a program, you know? Like, there's a reunion next week. It's structured. This is season 11. Like, we know how it goes, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It kind of takes me out of it when people say things like that.
Yeah, they could just not include those things.
Right.
It would just make us not go there.
I agree.
Right.
What do we think about Vicky trying to escape from getting grilled and Heather saying to come back to where she was standing?
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about that.
The whole end was crazy. Like, Heather saying that to Vicky, and then after Vicky already decided to leave, Shannon was like, nuh-uh, because I'm not done with you. And then it's like running after Vicky, trying to have her last word.
Yeah, trying to get her moment.
Right?
Yeah.
No, too late. No, and then it was... I'm sorry.
You missed your moment.
Yeah, and Vicky kept saying, like, okay, Shannon, okay, fine. And then Shannon kept being like, and another thing! Like, she wasn't even listening to Vicky, and
Shannon is up all night rehashing this,
rehearsing it.
Yep. Well, before all that happened, we have to talk about Shannon calling out Kelly about the comments on the bus that went back and forth, and like what was said about her husband and all that. And then so she's mad that it's been 15 days and won't let it go. And Kelly says that it was wrong that she repeated Vicky's lies. Yeah. And Kelly brings up the 70s party, which I was glad, actually, that she brought that up. And again, this is when I was like, where are those girls with our famous line that we love
so
much?
They needed to be there. You so good.
Thank you. One more time. Yes. So Heather says that the truth is the truth. And then we go, another part that I just love is when Kelly gets in that interview, she puts on that big smile, and she explains that Heather's the puppet master. The way that she does, she's so smart with that. The way she says
she got it right this time.
Yes, I love it.
She finally got it right.
I love it.
She did.
I'm telling you, I am going to tip my hat to Kelly. I just get such a kick out of her.
I like
her. The whole thing is a mess, but I mean...
She is good to watch. Yeah, and Shannon just keeps like berating her. And it's like Shannon's okay, I have notes, people. Shannon's
Bring it.
Shannon said,
wait, you brought the receipts? Like reunion.
Let me grab my
girl?
Proof. Yes. Grabbing out my proof. Yeah. She said that she wished she was getting all hot and bothered over the Kelly news, and she was like, I wish I had the time to screw around with Kelly because blah, 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 blah. It's like, come on, Shannon, you do. You do have time.
Yes.
You have nothing but time. I don't see any job.
What did I miss? Hold on. Sorry, I was looking at the comments.
This is the real work ladies of OC.
That's true.
So I'm sure you got all kinds of time to screw with Kelly.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She's like, I wish I had time to screw with her.
I know. What are you busy doing?
Well, then dreams come true, Shannon.
So we talked about it, but Vicky's getting ready to exit. Miss Dubrow goes, don't move. And then Tamara's like, need to stop talking about people. You need to shut the F up.
And sometimes I feel like Tamara turns up the volume when she knows the audience is right there. Right? Like the octaves go a little higher when everybody's around.
You know she still lives for that moment in the reunion. That what did she say? That's my opinion! Because they played that on the Watch What Happens Live. And she like lights up when that comes on.
This is the newer version of that.
Yes. So she's like, Vicky's insecure and she just needs to shut the F up. Do with that information what you will. I mean, it makes sense when she says, like, she had a bad relationship, so she took it on everybody. But there's a lot of stuff they've been saying that didn't make air, that Vicky had something to say about everyone, including Terry. So, it's interesting.
It is.
And it's not surprising, either. I hate that. Because, again, like, I want to love Vicky, and I do deep down, but on a surface level, I'm like, ooh.
Well, I mean, when she's backed into a corner, she attacks. We know that.
Yeah.
Do we feel like so?
And like, I was just going to say, and like Kelly. I mean, they're very similar that way.
That's true.
When they get attacked, they fight back real quick, kind of dirty, and they are very similar that way. Go ahead.
Do we think that the ending of it was kind of like a setup a little bit? Like, it looked like Vicky was out there for a while waiting for Tamara to go out. I don't know why I feel like editing looked a little weird Brianna was coming back for Tamara. Right. Like, if you guys watch it again, it just looks like, I mean, Vicky's just standing out there. I mean, she would have been in the limo. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. But before that, though, we got to talk about the moment between Shannon and Vicky with the letter.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I thought this letter was going to be read aloud, first of all.
Yeah.
Because we kept seeing her pen this letter. I'm like, what is in this? So that was kind of a pain in the ass. And, so basically Shannon said she's done, and she really means it this time, and she's really done. And Vicky did apologize, though. I don't know. Of course, Shannon will never say that it was genuine or true. Right. But she did say, especially she struck a chord when she said to Vicky, hey, you brought, you know, my kids, you know, are now hearing these allegations that you've brought up about my husband. And, like, they called you Aunt Vicky. And, like, that was no good. And she did. I did see a look of genuine concern on Vicky's face, like genuine remorse when she said, like, I'm sorry about that. But then as soon as Shannon walked away, she went to the other girls and said she didn't apologize for anything. So yeah, nothing she says is going to amount to much, I guess, at this point. It's like the crying wolf, I guess.
Yeah, our chat roll has been commenting all night about all the apologies, saying like, well, so-and-so's never going to accept so-and-so's apology, and no one's going to ever accept an apology from Kelly. And I mean,
it's Housewives 101.
Sometimes it gets a little tricky, though, because when it gets too toxic, that's when they have to start really redoing the whole cast.
Yeah.
You know, they did that to New York. I was surprised when they took Jill Zarin off the New York season and then they redid the whole cast. So sometimes when it gets too toxic, I get a little worried about the cast.
Yeah, I know. And I almost am afraid it's heading that way because we've got some major divisions now. Major. Like, you know, Team Vicky Tamara is blown apart and Kelly is now on the offs with on the outs, rather, with all the other women. Mm. It's sort of like these major separations are occurring, and I feel like I feel that toxicity happening. Yeah.
I wouldn't be too concerned just because it's such a small cast.
Yeah.
You know, they could literally keep everyone and add like three new ladies.
I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, and there's room for that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and I think that that maybe what ends up happening is more additions than subtractions.
I like
We need to see more ladies on the OC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we saw all of the the little updates on all the ladies. And I thought we were, like, almost done. And I was ready for Vicky's. And then the scene came about, which is, like, a little bonus to me, with Brianna approaching Tamara. And I love that their relationship is strong and that they were able to do that. And they went outside and they had a conversation. But it didn't last very long. Mm-mm. Vicky apologizes for repeating the rumors about Tamara's not gay husband. And then Vicky says that she worries for Shannon. And this is where it got really interesting for me. Mm-hmm. Because I felt for Vicky in this moment because we talked about it here on the show last week about that charge that was brought up.
Yeah.
So there is something out there, and Vicky couldn't say it. So she just looked like a liar, and so she had to get out of there, and it just didn't look good. And by the way, shout out to, I wish I remember, you know, we were in the comments from last week, but it was a comment that mentioned in the state of California, if charges are brought up like that, you cannot rescind them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly like an incident from the past that they want gone, that she probably didn't want to have exposed, and Vicky did that. But it's like Tamara just thinks she's straight up lying, so then nothing goes in any direction with that. So that's really frustrating. I actually felt for Vicky at that moment because her hands were tied.
Yeah.
Well, because she didn't think her little evil plan through.
Good point.
You know, it was like,
she put herself in that position, I guess.
Yes. Did she want this exposed or not? She obviously knew that Kelly was going to expose it, but then it became a track of, oh, actually, I don't want to be the one that puts this out there and shows the pictures and the whole thing, so wait, never mind. It's like,
she kind of baited her to
if
do
you
that
want,
work.
Yeah, and then that be evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
And that was a whole weird thing, too. Because isn't she friends with Kelly? Why would she set Kelly up with this information to potentially spill and then get the blowback from it? That part made no sense to me.
Yeah.
And then
she did not think this through.
No, she didn't.
If this does not come up at the reunion, what these three ladies need to do, Tamara needs to get Vicky and Shannon together, and they need to be like, okay, so we nip this in the bud and the story dies and we don't have to play out a whole storyline of domestic abuse next season. Because you don't want it on TV and all that. They need to just be like, okay, we're going to just save face and have a conversation, and we're not going to threaten each other with any of this. We're not going to bring it up, like, we're burying this. But if they're going to continue to have this back and forth, then it's only a matter of time until we see the pictures and all this on screen. And it's like, you know, again, this could come up in 2 minutes on the reunion. But if I were Shannon, I would be like, look, to save face and just to keep things good with me and my husband and to keep him out of my project and me doing this and to keep him away and the kids away from all this, I would just like make up with Vicky at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Our
take the control away from her.
Do we think that at this point in the show, like real time, does Shannon know that this is specifically what Vicky's talking about? Does Shannon know that this?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. If she felt like she was telling her all this information, I'm pretty sure she knew that was the big one.
Yeah, because Grant brings up a good point. You know, if she does know that this is the only secret that Vicky has to dangle over her head, why would she be so defiant? Because I agree. Yeah. For sake of my family and my children, mostly, I would be like, hey, Vicky.
Yeah.
Let's hang out every day.
At least come to an agreement. Like, look, we're not going to use this. We're not going to talk about this. You know, we don't need to be best friends. But, like, I think you need to really kind of reach across the line for that one.
Right.
Take the power away from Vicky and Kelly. Yeah, because it's only going to come out. Obviously, it's already put on screen, so...
Yeah.
If this was Vicky's plan, it worked, because this season wasn't really about Vicky too much. It was more about what the rumors were out there. So she kind of... You know, we forgot about Brooks. I forgot about him. And we're talking about Shannon's husband. We're talking about Tamara's husband. That's we're talking about all these other people except for Vicky, so...
Yup.
I don't know.
So good!
That is good! Yes! Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a fully hatched plan, but it was a good plan nonetheless.
I want to know what she had to say about Terry Dubrow. If you know, let us know in the comments below. I mean, I'm not saying he's like an angel, but what could you possibly say?
Which one?
It's Terry, Heather's husband.
Right. Who said something about him?
Apparently, Tamara said that Vicky had said things about everyone, including Jim and all that. She said this.
Oh, Vicky.
She said this on What's Happens Live, I believe. Huh. So, yeah, so there's been a rumor about every man except Vicky's own.
Okay.
So, I want to know what it was about Terry Dubrow. I'm just so curious. Because I feel like if anyone's like in the safest relationship, it's them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And you know, it must have been things that are just so outlandish that even production was like, we're not even going to put that in there. Like, we're not even going to air her saying that.
Yeah.
I'm loving a clip for the reunion for, I think it's the next episode, is when Vicky tells Shannon, I think she's talking to Shannon, we were talking about this, and she was like, get off my show if you don't like
me. Yeah.
So she's owning that this is her show.
It's amazing. So, that comment is amazing.
That is.
And you know, they have made a monster.
They really have. Mm-hmm. And Heather and Terry are really in sort of their own
brand.
Because they're movie stars. You know what I mean? Oh, Terry has his own show, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm. She's got their after show.
She's got their after show, and she's
doing a show together
she's
now.
She's tied to it. She's so, I mean, they've got their own entertainment stuff going on. I wonder how much behind-the-scenes stuff goes on with Bravo honoring their reputations and their work commitments.
All their projects are produced through Evolution, which is the production company.
With Bravo.
So,
That's very curious to me. Like, I wonder how much behind the scenes is going on with Heather and Terry saying, don't show that, don't show that. You know, we've got to preserve our media reputation. You know, the other ladies don't have much to lose in terms of
Blake,
entertainment.
Right. That is how it all works. I know nothing, but I think that is spot on.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a look at some news and gossip, see what's going on currently.
Let's do it.
Well, Thomas, you mentioned that the trailer for the reunion is out, and it is a doozy. You guys can check that out on Bravo's YouTube page. And a big announcement for Vicky. This is earth-shattering, people. Her new project is the Woohoo Extreme Shine Nail Gel. That's right. Vicky has teamed with Mini Manny Moo Nail Gel Company for her own line called Woohoo, which will be available worldwide on Amazon.com and other major retailers.
I'm happy for it, but I thought we were going from like a cancer charity to Woohoo Nails.
How do you go from cancer to nails? That's quite a leap.
A little safer, maybe.
I thought it was going to be a charity, because I know the other one went south fast.
It should have been nails all along. We should have just bypassed the cancer got straight to nails.
Yes, because despite the fact that she has said that Kill All Cancer will come back, that it was legit from the beginning, and they will prove that, and that it will come back.
Where to go? What happened to
it? Well, the website got taken down, was really all it was. It has not reappeared, Blake, so don't worry. Meanwhile, we reported last week on not one, but two baby showers that Megan Edmonds had here in California. Jim attended neither. Well, she has found herself back in St. Louis, Missouri, and had another baby shower this last weekend. Still no Jim.
Oh, wow.
Jim, if you're not in California and you're not in St. Louis, where are you? Go to the baby shower. I really want to know.
This baby is being treated like the second coming, though. I mean, my God, she's already ready for this. She's like, let's get this going so I can have the next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Well, she was talking on this finale about, you know, seeing the way that the ladies behaved and that she didn't want to raise her child in California. She's still being very quiet about her future on the show. Her publicist is still just saying, you know, she's going to St. Louis to have the baby, so... Again, I just want to reiterate that I'm pretty sure, you know, production cut her and gave her the heads up and she's just playing it out. But we shall see.
Wait, is her whole family based in St. Louis?
Yes, that's where she grew up. That's
so why would she raise this baby alone, because the husband's never around, in Orange County to be on a reality show?
Well,
literally,
that would be the only reason.
That's actually a pretty good reason, though.
I agree, and I think Megan would think it's a good reason, so I think the fact that she's chosen not to do that means that it wasn't her choice as far as being on the show anymore. Just speculation. And speaking of speculation, even our chat role was already talking about this and asking. I remember CJC said, what the heck was Kelly talking about on Watch What Happens Live last night? Okay, she got ambushed by some caller asking about an affair that Michael supposedly had with some employee 2 years ago, and she was saying, oh, this is something that that Tamara's trying to put out there now, and there's some text messages. I scoured the internet. I could not figure out what she was talking about. Our chat role, someone in our chat role seems to know. If you guys have the deets on this, what are they trying to expose now? Please tweet me at Christy Reports, and I will definitely let you guys know next week.
I did hear that more. I did hear that more than one call in last night's episode was orchestrated between Shannon and Tamara. Mm-hmm. They were plant calls. So.
I read that too.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's so Mean Girl status.
It's so low, right?
Yeah. In fact, Kelly, I believe it's on Kelly's Instagram, if anybody goes to check it out, she did a screenshot within the last couple days. And it appears to be a screenshot conversation between Tamara and someone else. I'm not clear who the counterpart was, but it's essentially saying Tamara is sort of admitting that she'll check and see if she can get the call through or something to that effect. So check out out Kelly's Instagram.
Is it Instagram or Twitter? Because I'm on the IG now.
I believe it's Instagram.
Maybe production made them
yesterday.
Take it down.
Wouldn't that be suspicious?
There's so much
that
going
would
on.
Be.
You never know.
We're gonna find all this.
Yes. These ladies are so plugged in. I mean,
they really are.
I love it. Anyway, let's take a look and predict what's coming up with this reunion. Oof. I have yet to see the preview. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, but I can just tell. I don't even have to see it. I know.
Oh.
I think Vicky is.
Did you come across it?
I did. I came across it.
Is it on Twitter?
It's on Twitter, yes. Okay. So it's a back and forth. It's Tamara's face. Like, it's from Instagram. It's like DMs from Instagram on Twitter.
That must have been it.
And if you guys want to predict, I'll give you the little skinny on this in a minute.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, you're looking at it.
Okay.
Everyone, bear with us. We're pulling it up. Kelly posted this photo, and she said, Tamara is disgusting and evil, trying to set me up again. She is unhappy, vindictive, sick, P-word. And then this this photo is a back-and-forth conversation from Instagram DMs, it looks like. And someone is saying, she said they've been hooking up for months, and his Facebook photo has her in it, so I assume it's still going on. Also, this could be the guy that looked into Heather owing money on her lot. Tamara responds this person and said, he's taken most of the pics down, so she must know something's up. The person Tamara's talking to says, we have a group calling in to watch what happens live tonight to confront her, but we're stressed. No one will be able to get through. Any strings you can pull for us? And Tamara says, I hope you get through. I don't know the secret to get through, but I'll ask. The person responds, don't give them the details. I want her to be caught off guard. Just be like Gracie has some tea, honey.
Oh, wow. Shit. So this seems pretty like major. It's coming from a that woman named wild. Gracie.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's lousy.
Right. So the
throw
fact
it under the bus. Wow. I at least have a phone call. I mean, but now you can get phone calls, as you know, like Taylor right. Swift and Kim Kardashian. But yeah. like, there's right. no way. You just have to figure yeah. out a way, and that is not the way.
So, see, I don't like this. The young. Old days, the old days. Tara would have just called up the Watch What Happens Live studios and just been right. Remember Nene and Kim yeah. and that. Yeah. Just call her right up and say what you got to say. That I don't like. That's too tricky. No.
Yeah.
See, and seeing that. Totally makes me not surprised, I guess, to hear that Kelly was ambushed. Well, we've seen how the girls have been treating her. Is an ambush really a surprise? That's a good point.
You know, it may be bad to say this, but this is why I love the OC.
These
ladies are just so awful. And they just keep it going. Every year, they screw someone else.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so, all right, what do we want to predict? Anything coming up, I mean, other than the exclusive, explosive? What's the seating chart like?
It was
Thomas
Andy,
has the rundown.
Andy in the middle. To his left is Vicky. And then there's Kelly. So, basically, that's her team. And then Megan on the side.
Okay.
Then on the right side, it's Shannon. And then it's Tamara. And then Heather in her normal spot. So
okay, interesting.
At a safe distance. Yeah, and I think we're gonna see a very poised, very sterile Heather Dubrow. I think after showing her kind of losing her control on camera, I think that she's going to be in control on the reunion. Yeah.
I think Vicky is gonna own it. I feel like, you know, we don't have to talk about Brooks, we don't have to talk about this. She's gonna own her place in Housewives history, being like how she says, "You're on my
her show."
Yep. So
true.
I'm curious to see where Megan falls in the middle of all this because of that seating. Because she always said, "I am not Vicky's friend," but now she's on that side. So it's just, I'm very curious to see how in depth she gets with the back and forth. Because again, we're led to believe that Kelly is her friend. So
yeah,
we'll see.
I have got to know more about this Shannon David business.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
I have a feeling it's a three-part reunion. They're going to address it.
Yeah, they have to.
They should have met the night before, the week before, and squashed that. Put meet in a dark alley somewhere, have a quick conversation, go opposite ways, turn up your cell phone. You know what I mean? Like
I got this on you. You got that on me. All right.
Zip your nose. Yeah. Well, we'll be back at our regular time on Monday. Yes. When do we go on here?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yeah. A little after 7 live if you want to watch us in chat roll and share your thoughts. Or you can always find us anytime, of course, on all major podcasting platforms. We live on YouTube forever and ever. You can find us. And where can we find you guys individually?
I've been Blake V, and you can find me on all social media at Blake V Media.
You guys can follow me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Guys, I'd love it if you would hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. And please also check out the Total Bellas After Show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And please support my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. It's on YouTube and all major podcasting platforms.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm unboxing the Vanderpump Rules gift box for the new season tonight. And it'll be on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ChristyReports.
Cool.
Yeah. Very
cool.
There's some good stuff in there.
All right, thanks to James in the booth. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of OC finale. We'll be back with the reunion part uno.
Adios. Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.